Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about C sharp and computer science and degrees. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, do I need a computer science degree in order to get a job working with something like C sharp? And the short answer is no. You don't, but it will help a lot. Let me explain. So, I've had this question in many formats where quite a lot of people are wondering, okay, do I actually need a university degree to become a programmer? And it doesn't really matter what language it is. The universal answer is going to be no. The reason why I say no is because there's quite a few different companies out there who will hire people who have the skills. They may not have a computer science degree, but they have skills. They can produce the work. And that is the thing that always matters most to anybody. Ooh, can you do the job? But there are still quite a few companies out there who will not even consider a junior candidate without a computer science degree, just across the board. Like, it doesn't really matter how you feel about it. This is a prejudice. It's no different from having an industry where most companies will not hire a man or a woman or any type of discrimination. It's the same thing here. And there's not much you can do about that. And there are certain programs for students where you won't be able to join unless you have a computer science degree, etc., etc. And the reason is very simple, because they believe that with a computer science degree, you will have at least covered basic training. It's an indicator that you have progressed to a point where their investment in your skill development is going to be lower. It is a way for them to feel like, oh, this person here probably has basic training, or that there's at least some type of quality to the training. Because the thing is, guys, you may sit as a freelancer, or you may sit as a self-taught programmer or something like that, and you may work your absolute ass off. But the people who are interviewing you, they don't know that. And they have so many people who don't work their ass off. They have so many people who believe that by doing the bare bone minimum or by learning some basic coding, they now are applicable to go and work for Google. And even Google has a ton, like the majority of the job postings that they have an experience requirement or a computer science degree requirement, things of this nature. So I hope that this is going to lead you into the conclusion that I've been pushing so many times before in these videos, and that is that these boot camp like videos or these boot camp courses that promises you that you're gonna reach the stars if you just invest 3 months is absolutely bullshit. For the most part, there are absolutely, as I said, there are tons of jobs out there for people who have the skills, but that's another part of it. You need to actually know what you're doing, and that takes a little while. It usually, statistically, it's going to take you between 1 to 5 years. That's around the investment that you're looking at here. But even if you have 1 to 5 years of personal investment, if you're self-taught, even in that scenario, depending on your life situation, there are companies who will not consider you for employment. Now, the specific question was angled towards C sharp because this person was expressing that he felt that C sharp was more of a language where it seemed to be a more advanced language or a more enterprisey language, not something that you switch careers into. Now, that is not true necessarily. What is true about C sharp and even Java is that it is definitely an enterprise language, which means that the standard of coding practices, the requirements on you from a theoretical perspective, is usually a little bit higher than you may find in other languages. If you look at the low-end languages when it comes to theoretical requirements, such as, say, Ruby or PHP or similar languages, or JavaScript is also a language where the community or whatever you want to call it around these languages, it's usually more ad hoc. It's much more common that people are self-taught in this area of programming, and that does affect the overall focus on theory, if that makes sense. There's quite a lot of developers out there who work with JavaScript who don't really have a strong understanding of object-oriented principles and things of this nature. And this is absolutely true when it comes to C#. The error in this person's mindset, however, is that C# is more computer science related. That's not really true. What is true about it is that you will need to have a fairly strong understanding of object-oriented principles and basic enterprise development. That is definitely something that is true for C# and for Java, mostly because of, as I said, they have been around for quite some time and they are usually associated with large-scale development or enterprise-level development. So what I want you to take away from this is that when it comes to degrees, guys, the universal truth is this. No, you don't need a computer science degree to get a job as a programmer. It is very good if you do. Your path through your career is going to be a lot smoother in general. It's going to help a lot, but it might also not help, because if you suck at coding, it doesn't matter if you have a degree, but it will help you get your foot in the door pretty much every single time in comparison to somebody who doesn't have one. But there are still many, many options out there. Usually you're going to look at a personal investment of 1 to 5 years before you can steadily say that, oh yeah, I'm probably a junior developer or things of this nature. But that, because that's usually the amount of time that you invest in order to achieve the skills that you need in order to take a entry-level job as a programmer, depending on where you are, of course. And then when it comes to C#, yes, C# does have usually a little bit higher requirements on not computer science, but on object-oriented principles and enterprise development and just general theory around programming and data structures and things of this nature than other languages, where you find more people who work at the low end things of things like in JavaScript, PHP, Ruby, etc., etc., because these communities are not as focused on the theoretical aspects of programming in general. Have a great day.